You were listening to The Peaceful Planet Synthesized from Spirit through the mediumship of Robert Murray. Listen in to The Peaceful Planet every Saturday at 12 noon Central to music from the angelic realms, including inspired songs from John Lennon, George Harrison, and Michael and the Band. This is show host Marcia McMahon inviting you to join us as we share messages from the Ascended Masters and the Archangels as we bring you into a higher vibration of love and peace for the planet. Hear my weekly interviews with cutting-edge world teachers and musical talent.
Do you like music, angels, and channeling? Are you spiritual, a psychic, or a healer? We are one on the Peaceful Planet Show at www.bbsradio.com every Saturday at 12 noon Central Time.
Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet. We're back up on air. This is your show host, Marcia McMahon, and we're broadcasting live from the BBS studio today, and we're delighted to have you with us. We have a very special program in mind for everyone today, and we're going to be featuring Elantra. Elantra, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Marcia.
Wonderful to have you, and I'm going to read your bio, and then we'll take some calls for readings, and then we'll go into many of our messages. Elantra is an indigo crystalline starseed walk-in light worker from the omniverse, a conscious light deity multi-channel, spiritual consultant, healer, visionary, writer, and teacher, who is here to anchor light and heal and clear the earth and its inhabitants. She is dedicated to service in a creative and playful manner and especially passionate about all the new children, which include the indigos, blue star, rainbows, and diamonds. So welcome, Elantra. It's a delight to have you on our program.
And thanks for having me.
Sure. So I would like to say that I've missed everyone in the listening audience. I've been off air for some time now. Due to some life changes, and I have a new job, and of course, I still work with Spirit, and we're opening up our phone lines today for callers if you have a need for a reading, and the call-in number, hang on a second while I get that for you. I may have to bring up BBS Radio. I don't have it posted in front of me. I'm sorry to say. I think it's 877-876-5227 in the USA. Let me go to the website and get you the Canadian line. So we'll be doing many readings, and if you have an urgent question or you'd like to call in and ask for a reading, you may do so. I will take the reading, or Elantra. We're both standing by, and we're both spirit workers and can help you out if you are wanting to get some advice on something, but we ask you to keep it to one question because these are mini readings. And then I want to also mention, excuse me a minute while I get the Canadian number here. I haven't been on air for a little bit, and let's see here. So that's 877-876-5227 if you are in the listening audience and would like to call in. We are tuning to the angels and spirit, and we would be happy to address any question that you might have today. And if we don't get a call in, we will go to the rest of our format here. I'm still finding the the call in for Canadians, and so bear with me as I bring up the website here. So today's topic is going to be on the indigo crystalline children, and I know that Elantra has a good deal of channeled information about them, and I am currently working with that group again, and I have a message as well. Your call-in for Canada, if you are listening from Canada, is toll-free 888-810-8322. And again, from the U.S., 877-876-5227. And we're going to be talking about the new children that are coming in and reading some of Alantra's messages and some of my recent messages from John Lennon. And Alantra, you mentioned quite a few of the different children, the new children, which include the Indigos, Blue Star, Rainbows, and Diamonds, which I haven't heard quite that same terminology. I think of them as indigo crystal. I know crystal is one of them, but the Blue Star, Rainbows, and Diamonds are really very interesting, too. So if you could share a little bit more about them.
Sure. If you can look at it like a spectrum
mm-hmm.
of children. And the indigos began to come in the 1970s. They were the forerunners. They paved the way for the crystallines. And the crystallines are the children that are coming in currently. They have crystalline energy, and they're very intuitive and just very sensitive children. So the indigos were the forerunners, and now we have the crystallines. And the rainbows are hybrids. They're a mixture of so many different types of energies. Energies which might include crystalline energies, indigo energies, dolphin, Egyptian energies. So it's a spectrum, if you will.
I love the idea of the spectrum because, of course, being an art teacher, we've got the color spectrum, which is a good way to talk about different vibrations, because colors have vibrations and everything in the universe is ordered. And certainly these children are here with us, and it's no coincidence. But what about the diamonds?
Well, the diamonds, if you continue the spectrum, because I did speak to Archangel Michael recently, and I wanted him to clarify the difference between a crystalline and a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the diamonds have crystalline energy, but they're just pure essence. They're just pure souls that will heal with their sheer presence. So basically, the diamond heart of God energy is what they possess. And sometimes it's so hard to differentiate. And sometimes we don't even need to put labels on them, because a lot of these children require the same type of care.
Oh, don't they, though? And I'm just learning again to be among children. I've been teaching adults, both on my radio program and in my classes, and then also in my university classes. And, of course, I deal with a lot of indigos in those classes, but being face-to-face with these younger children and some of the things that they've got going on, it's really a little challenging for me right now because I'm in a new job and everything, but I do find them to be very creative, and, you know, they've just got a lot of different types of things that the other children, as I remember from more like 7 or 8 years ago, didn't have. So they are coming in with these wonderful soul attributes, and as you say, with the diamonds, they're just like pure love, I guess. So they must be coming from another dimension or a higher plane to be incarnating now on Earth, don't you think?
Absolutely, Marcia. They're higher dimensional beings. They're coming from the higher dimensional planes. And basically, they're the teachers. They're the leaders of our new Earth.
Mm-hmm.
These are the children that were prophesied about long, long ago. So the time is now. And they will be our teachers. They will teach their parents, and hopefully they'll infiltrate a lot of our systems, our governmental systems and our educational systems. But they don't even have to speak. We can just learn by their sheer unconditional love, their sheer presence.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's wonderful being a teacher, because sometimes as I listen to your voice and the way you're describing it, I realize that I need to step back a few steps and just let them do some of the teaching of me, because as a teacher and you know, I'm teaching an objective subjective subject in art, and I sometimes just have to step back and let them have their play. And I tend to be, from my training, you know, somewhat oriented to having a neat and orderly classroom, and a lot of the values that were instilled in me as a teacher throughout my lifetime, so that I have control, so that it's quiet enough to convey a concept, and so on. And I find that I have a message here from John. I finally connected to John Lennon last night, and I do read one of my messages on air each show, and I'd like to share that. And then I, of course, want to move and feature your messages. So I hope you won't mind if I do share this message with our listeners.
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to it. Go ahead.
Okay. So this one is about the topic, and this just happened to come in last night, and I don't think I was necessarily connecting to John for this message, but it's amazing to me the way Spirit and angels arrange things so that it's almost like a unified whole. So this is titled John Lennon on Indigo Crystal Education. He's saying, Marcia, my dear, I am taking a break right now with George, who says hello. We lads are both raring to go on your show once more with our newest tunes for Pete. When you have a moment, we'll be glad to channel them in. I really do understand you're being overworked and know that you've got to make a living. And in the Midwest, where you are, art teaching is probably the best job you have. While it won't last forever, since you do deserve retirement from all that crap with the school and so on, the kids in time will love you. But be gentle with them, as they are all special kids, as you know these days. They are here to help us in ascension and came with a mission. And they don't relate well to rules and the usual crap that schools try to bring upon their little heads. They need lots of freedom, lots of technology, and lots of music with their art. Don't make them do art without talking. Find a happy medium. I know I'm a bit of a free spirit, and you have to run the classroom, and it frustrates you when they misbehave. But hell, they're only kids once. So be gentle, and don't let them put you in the corner of the room at your desk. Get up and be one with them. Learn to laugh, and don't worry what the other teachers think of your discipline. They really are not on your level there. Be gentle, and love is all you need. The new crystallines are so amazing. Just share in the glory of creating art. John, is there anything else? Yes, George says hello, and not to give up on the BBS network. Don will help you on your new project. Ciao for now. Love you, John. So, that's on topic, I would say, isn't it?
Absolutely, and he tuned into the gentleness of them and the fact that they just want to be free, and they need unconditional love.
That is so true. So I think I'm going to carry this message into the classroom. And, you know, when we were talking in email this week, Alanis's messages have been published all over the Internet. And one of the places where she gets published quite a bit, and I want to mention her website, too, is the Light Circle e-zine. That's published by Lady Isis, and it's a wonderful uplifting e-zine, and I would encourage any of you to subscribe to it, but we've both been published a lot in it, and Alantra's website, which I forgot to mention, forgive me, is www.livewithlight.com, and you can see a lot of her messages there. So anyway, I was wondering if you wanted to read one of your messages. You've got quite a few different ones, and I want to say this too, that I was thinking, gee, these messages would be great to read to my kids, because I bet they just love them. You know,
you did
they're so uplifting and fun, and they've got magic in them. So I'll let you decide whichever one you'd like to read. Alanthra, we'd be honored to have you read.
Okay. Well, let me start with Crystal Speaks for the New Children.
Mm-hmm.
And this was this message came to me on the 19th of December, 2007. Hi, this is Alanthra, and I'm here with a 2-year-old, beautiful crystalline, with blonde hair and curly locks. Her name is Crystal. She has her hair bowed, and she's very bashful, and appears to me with a big halo around her. When I tune into her halo, it's got violet, yellow, green, silver, gold, and white hues in it. So without further ado, I bring you Crystal. And I'm going to let Crystal speak through me now, through the channeling. Hello, I am Crystal, and I have newly emerged. I am a crystalline hybrid. Now, let me explain to you what hybrid means. Hybrid means that I am comprised of a lot of different energies. Not only are my energies every color of the rainbow, but they are every essence. They are dolphin, they are whale, they are Egyptian, ancient Egyptian. But I also come from the future, so my energies are futuristic. I will come in as many of the new children that you call the diamond children. Now, the diamond children are pure essence. And as we evolve along the spectrum, per se, the essences become pure. Sometimes it's hard to differentiate between the different children because we are all variations of the same. But know that I am a lot of types of children, all in one. So we have come to the earth to show you a new way of being. We have come to the earth to bless you with our sheer presence. And we will come in with coding. Just being in our very presence will challenge one or enable one to reach a new level of awareness. Because we won't be able to be denied. Our uniqueness will be so evident that one will not be able to overlook it. The uniqueness of our subtle, humble silence, the uniqueness of our intensity of Christ consciousness, the uniqueness of the depth in our eyes, and the uniqueness of the healing vibrations that we will emit. For we have come in to reign for the new earth and to prepare the masses, as has been prophesied long ago. So it is very important that the parents look out for us, because we are coming through now in droves. I am here as a representative of these children, and I think it is important that the adult caretakers, be it the educational caretakers or the maternal caretakers at home, know that vibration is extremely important to us. So artificial lights are not something that we readily take to. We prefer softer light, more solar light. Sunlight. We will be particularly sensitive to electromagnetic draining rays, such as from household appliances and from computers. We need lots of music and lots of playtime and lots of creativity and lots of color, because color is very important to us, as it should be to you. Have you embraced and discovered how color heals yet, and how each hue has its own individual vibration? We will need nature. We will need creative writing. We will need creative toys. We will need creative learning. The new children, the new diamond children, rainbow, indigo, call us what you want. We are every variation of the spectrum. We need a new way of being. We need respect, for we are enlightened beings who have come in the guise of children. Won't you open your minds to us and hearts and see what it is we can teach you? We will need higher vibrational foods, a lot of protein and grains that have been blessed with higher vibrational energies. We will need filtered water and fresh fruits and vegetables. Green leafies are always great. And it is not so much that the food should be organic as much as it should be lacking processing, per se. We will affect electricity, for we are very quickened electromagnetic waves, very higher dimensional energies. We will be very much in tune with the dolphins and the whales and the cetaceans, and a large part of them is contained in us. The elementals and the fairies will be drawn to us, for a large part of us is elemental and fairy and angelic all in one. So I think you get the gist of it, and let this serve as a beginning and an introduction, and know that you will be hearing from us more. So know that we love you, and know that we surround you, and we would like to come into your homes, the spirit of us today, for all of you that can feel and hear us and acknowledge us and are open to us. We'd like to especially start working with people whose contracts and mission it is to work with the new children. So, know that we are called many things, and the label doesn't matter per se as to the fact that we have come to teach. So we leave you now with this, and we wish you well, and we wish you a joyous, magical, creative, playful day. Crystal for the new children.
What a wonderful message. And there's so much contained in that message and the way that you read it, I'd like to transport you into my classroom.
Thank you.
And actually do story time with them. They'd love this.
Thank you.
Of course, mine are a little older, but still, I think a lot of them have a lot of the same vibration. But, you know, talking about the vibration and the differentiation with the crystalline and the indigo. Now, I understand that I have components of indigo, which I'm pretty sure you probably have too, correct?
I do. And we have this so that we can be indigo elders. It'll enable
mm-hmm.
us to work with the children.
Mm-hmm. So how did you awaken to understanding that you were an indigo and then develop this forte of specializing in the new children? Are you also involved in any kind of teaching? I know you're a spiritual teacher, but have you? I'm just curious how you opened up to this and what if you have any indigo children in your life, I guess is the question.
I actually have an essence of me that is an indigo child.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I'm a walk-in Marcia.
Yeah. Yes, you were
which means that I have a higher enlightened I'm a higher enlightened being that has come to live in this body to carry out God's work and mission. So part of my essence is, in fact, a 7-year-old indigo crystalline child that I call baby. So I guess through a lot of self-exploration, I've had a teacher. I've gone away and I've taken the master's internship initiation program with Carrie Chapman of the Namaste Retreat Center in Wisconsin.
Oh, and yes, I know Carrie. I was going to be up there years ago. With
yes,
mm-hmm.
It's a great center, and she's also a walk-in. So
mm-hmm.
I had a 7-day intensive with her, and it was a very, very revealing time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of revelations, a lot of soul-searching, connecting with your higher self, where all of your revelations, you know, should always come from, first and foremost.
Well, you know, I have to compliment you on your writing ability, and of course I know it's channeled, but it still has the essence of you and your soul coming through in everything that you're writing, and it's just got this incredible, magical quality. And I think we were discussing in email earlier this week, you said that you might consider writing children's books too, correct?
Absolutely, and
mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate to be blessed. That's one of the gifts, and when I write, it's teamwork. It's a teamwork between myself and spirit. It's a
mm-hmm.
collaborative effort. So
oh,
a lot of the writing has come directly through from spirit, and that's what channeling is, through me.
Right.
So.
It's just inspiration. And for those that are tuning in for the first time and wondering what this is all about, there's a lot of new terminology in here, and yet try to just tune into the innocence of Elantra's work, because there's this innocent child that's constantly coming out on the page, and it's just so full of life and full of, you know, enthusiasm, and it's coming from another place, you know, and yet it's coming from within. And we all have that inner child within, and we all have that inner joy. A lot of adults kind of ignore that, and we forget, you know, and we've got our routines, our jobs, our cars, our houses, our payments. And we think about things in the mundane way, but I think your writing in particular takes us to a new place where we can rediscover the inner child. And a lot of us are indigo children, and the indigos possess a certain grouping of characteristics. If you haven't done much reading on the Internet about the indigo phenomenon, it is quite a phenomenon. It's been going on for, what, 30 or 40 years now, wouldn't you say?
At least 30 years. Absolutely, they started to come in the 1970s. A lot of them are in their 20s and early 30s now. They are exceptionally creative, and some of them are technologically advanced as well, very scientific, just natural, gifted old souls.
Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding that they are coming in from other universes in order to bring some of the needed changes in our society, because we sort of have a somewhat stagnant situation, where, you know, the current systems are now, we're seeing them collapse. The banking system, the greed, the hunger that persists in our world, the inequality, all of those kinds of things, which, you know, being an indigo myself somewhat, I'm older than indigo, but I've got the indigo characteristics and, you know, was raised in the 70s and came up with the peace and love movement and the Beatles and all of that. So, you know, the whole baby boomer generation tried to address some of these social things that were going on that were wrong, but they weren't able to get kind of a grip on the whole society as a whole, and now I think we're seeing a lot of different things that need to go away, are beginning to go away. You know, a lot of the greed, a lot of the inequality, and a lot of the war that's still going on. We wish to change all of that in a heartbeat, and it doesn't happen in a heartbeat. So spirit or God is providing these special children that come in and want to shake things up and have these unique spiritual qualities that they can help to integrate into the society where we have a more fair playing field for everyone, and we have a love for the humanity and a oneness and so many of the things that we would like to see as light workers happen on Earth. And yet, one person can't do it all. I know in my peace work with Princess Diana, I've been delivering these messages of peace for 8 years now, and they're absolutely uplifting and wonderful. And I know that they're having an impact somewhere in the world. But, you know, we can't always change things the way that we would like to see the world become changed. But I know that with the assistance of Archangel Michael and these children, it's almost as if our prayers are being delivered because these babies are coming in now.
Absolutely.
What do you say?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the indigos that came before the crystallines were the warrior spirits, and they're system busters. They're here to change the old systems that no longer work, that lack integrity,
mm-hmm.
The old governmental systems, the old educational systems, the old legal systems, and they're here to show us a new way. The indigos, they don't really care much for authority, and integrity is really important to them. They see through all of the facades and anything that is not of truth. So absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really enjoyed that message from Crystal. And
thank you.
I have to say that when I was listening to the message, not only did I connect with your spirit, but I connected with one of the Crystal children. And I saw the image of a little baby with blue eyes looking
yeah.
out, and it was just so lovable. And I don't personally have children, but I was wishing I had one.
She was absolutely beautiful, just absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Very precious.
Yes. So it's really interesting, the information you have, and I'm going to, let's see, what do I want to move to now? You had another very interesting message from the dolphins, and I'd like if you could read excerpts of that.
Sure.
If you'd like to read the entire message, then following that, we're going to play Radical Dolphin, a song that's been channeled in from the spirit of John Lennon, and he also writes on the dolphins. So feel free to read whatever you want of that message.
Okay. A series of beings came to me just recently over a three-day period, and they presented themselves. There were four of them, and I noticed that they very much resembled dolphins, and they said that they were the dolphin ones and that they represented the consciousness of the dolphins and the merpeople and all of the water creatures. And I will read you excerpts of what they said.
Sure.
This channeling is the 9th. It was delivered through me on the 9th of September of this year. Greetings, one and all. We are the Dolphin Ones, and today I serve as a voice for the Dolphin Ones, which really is a collective of watery consciousness that that embodies and encompasses all the cetaceans, merpeople, and water creatures. It's a mixture of the go-to-it energies of Sirius and the playful cosmic Christ consciousness energies of the Lord that I am, if you will. At present and in the future, children are being born with dolphin consciousness, red, fiery, water consciousness, and they will be wise children. Their wisdom will be balanced with playfulness. And an excerpt, they go on to say that the merpeople have enlightenment that stems from a pure heart and not from the mind, and that one doesn't have to be schooled to embody cosmic Christ consciousness. They want to let us know also that knowledge alone will never suffice, and it's knowledge applied over time that becomes wisdom. And then wisdom activated with cosmic Christ consciousness becomes enlightenment. They'd be overjoyed if the new earth could embody these traits and brew them in the cauldrons of tomorrow, the magical cauldrons of tomorrow.
They'd like that
to make cosmic Christ consciousness infectious, and they want one to be filled with love, laughter, and joy.
That's lovely. And you know, I was impressed with the way in the writing they are saying that the Christ consciousness does not require knowledge or training. You know, as a teacher, we are so often ingrained with the idea that we have to build our knowledge step by step. And I'm finding so much of what I've done on my program, too, is that so much of what we call knowledge isn't fact or true. And secondly, that we have to unlearn a great deal in order to come to actual inner knowledge, which is a different thing than understanding facts and understanding works of art or understanding. Certainly there is knowledge, and it's valuable in its own right. But knowledge without wisdom is useless, and knowledge alone cannot stand in the presence of true wisdom. I think there's a real difference there, and I like how that message brings that out. So the dolphin energies seem to be playful. And have you gotten anything about why or if the dolphins are leaving this planet? Are they preparing to go to the new Earth? Or what do you get with that, if you do get anything on that?
Well, this will become the new Earth. The Earth that we're on now, it's the beginning of the new Earth. The energies have certainly been anchored. So a lot of them have actually come and embodied here to help us to bring in the new Earth. They're Sirian consciousness from the planet of Sirius. So, yeah, they're here. They'll be here on the new Earth, and they'll help us to. They're here to remind us to play and to balance play with enlightenment and wisdom.
Well, that's lovely. And if I may, I'd like to share my lyrics from John Lennon on Radical Dolphin, and following a few of these excerpts, then we'll play the Radical Dolphin mix that was written by, actually the music is written by Bob Murray at www.thestarstillshine.com, and then the lyrics are being written by myself. So this is titled Radical Dolphin by John Lennon. Radical dolphin swimming the seas knows something's up with Earth, sees and feels it's true, swimming along in the deep blue, shimmering waters covering the earth, seeing something, feeling something is new, about to be born, swimming along, feeling it's true, singing its song, making harmony of the seas, gliding through oceans of reeds, the radical dolphin knows something of, something's up, something's coming to earth. Radical dolphin speaks to man, when will the wars end, the poison of the seas, when will it end, what price to pay for oceans clean? The radical dolphin swims in pollution and waste. When will the human race awaken to ascension? When will it be safe for habitation and man and beast? The dolphins proclaim peace throughout the ocean's waves and ask for no more sonar waves. So those are a few excerpts from Radical Dolphin. It fits in perfectly with your dolphin message. Now we'd like to play Radical Dolphin Mix as performed by Chris Morris. And we'll be right back after a short break.
That was beautiful. Thanks.
Thanks.
dolphin swimming the sea knows something's up there. Sees and feels it's true. Living in deep blue on its shimmering waters. Radical dolphin feeling something new. About to be born.
And that was Radical Dolphin, in honor of Elantra's messages on the dolphin ones. And I hope you enjoyed the lyrics. As I was reading through the lyrics that I channeled in from John Lennon, I noticed that Chris Morris changed everything around, and he did a great job with that musical piece. Did you enjoy that, Elantra?
I enjoyed it immensely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great. So, Elantra, we have, let's say maybe 15 minutes more of time, and I wondered if there were other messages that you would enjoy reading to us. If there was one in particular that you liked.
One of my favorites, The Essence of the Butterfly. The essence of the butterfly just exists in nature, and anybody that's been out in nature can feel it. It's an essence that really words do not give justice. This was transmitted through me on the 31st of March of this year. Okay, so I'm here with a being, and I'm told that it is the spirit of the butterfly, the essence of the butterfly. And he seems to encompass a lot of cultures. The vision vacillates between Native Indian, Irish, Celtic, Mayan, Jewish, Scottish, Greek, Italian, and a whole slew of other nationalities. Hello there. He is winged, and the wings emanate from his face. They encompass his body. And he is literally a winged being, a colorful winged being, a gentle, magical winged being. So here he is, the essence of the butterfly. Hello, dear child. I'm the spirit of the butterfly. I am he that comes from no time, but yet all time. I am he that has been here in all of his magnificence from the beginning. The essence of the butterfly that encompasses or comprises all of you, for the butterfly symbolizes transformation and rebirth and regeneration. And are you not all going through your own transformations and your rebirths and your regenerations? From the time that you were born to the time that you made your way through all of your metamorphoses, to the time that you returned back to that where you came from in total renewal and metamorphosis. I have come to you today because I wanted you to grasp this spirit, the spirit of the butterfly, the magical, glorious spirit of freedom, the freedom of this essence that encompasses so many things. The butterfly maiden has birthed the spirit of the butterfly, and the butterfly originates from way back in time. And many have studied this insect, for they have had the intuition that there was something significant here. And it is not just that the butterfly is colorfully glorious. It's not so much that the butterfly is serene and silent and non-threatening and wise and magnificently beautiful. And it's not just that the butterfly is graceful and has a spirit of Zen and has Zen consciousness. All that, too, should be celebrated. But more so, it is regenerative. The butterfly has come full circle, as will all of you come full circle. For life is about cycles and circles. Strive today to endeavor to come full circle. Call on the spirit of the butterfly today, and I will take you down the path. I will show you sights that you have only just dreamed of. Soar on my wings today, the wings of the butterfly. Touch off into dimensions and spaces that were only seen in the recesses of your imagination. I will take you to dimensions that you have seen in paintings, that you have heard in song, that you have traveled to in the lands of your dreams. I am he that strives to soar in the crevices through the highest mountain, and my vessel is the rainbow. My vessel is the wind. I fly and I am transported through the clouds of magic. I am energized by the sun, the breeze that caresses my wings, is my companion this day. Won't you fly and float with me to the magical lands, the never-ever lands, the lands that are written about in your rhymes? For it is not a tale they tell, but a revelation that is born of magic and imagination and creativity, an open magic.
Come soar on the tides of the water, come settle on my wings as the dew upon a trembling leaf on a warm summer's day. And I will feed you the milk and the nectar of knowledge. Come fill your minds this day with glorious milk and nectar, the nectar of adventure, the nectar of an open dimension. Now that we are coming full circle again, full circle to a time of rebirth, won't you allow the butterfly to lead the way? For know that as it soars, it has a direction. It is not directionless, but follows the tides of the waters, the tides of the winds, the tides of the sun, and the tides of the Lord that I am. Will you embrace the butterfly into your heart this day? Know that I am the essence of the butterfly, in all of its magnificent glory. And I live on in the butterfly maiden. My essence permeates nature, permeates the forest. It has permeated culture after culture after culture. And my symbolism is mighty. My symbolism is significant. My symbolism is powerful. Come rejuvenate with me this day. Open. Open to the butterfly in you. Renew, recall, rejuvenate, and be reborn. In the spirit of rebirth and metamorphosis, enjoy your journey. I am that I am, the butterfly essence.
Well, Alantra, that was magnificent, and what a joy to listen to you read it so beautifully.
Thank you.
I have to say that an hour before I was on air with you, I was out in my garden just taking in a light breeze, and a beautiful butterfly came through my flowers, and it is appropriate. And as well, I am planning a special project with the kids on butterflies. I do an enlargement of the butterfly so that we can see all the colors, and we use pastel. So when I do that, I'm going to save this and read it to them. And they don't need to know that it's channeled.
They'll
know when they hear it.
It sounds like it was synchronicity assigned from
the universe. It is perfect. I can't wait to use it. And thank you for sharing it with our listening audience. That's magnificent.
Thank you for listening.
You have such a gift with words. Of course, the spirit knows what spirit's doing, needless to say. But the butterflies are magnificent, and they are a symbol, I think, for the larger transformation that may be going on right now among humankind that we call ascension. And we're all, seems to me, being called upon to go into that chrysalis and emerge as something new.
Mm,
and
absolutely.
It's a perfect metaphor. And I wanted to ask you what your thoughts might be on ascension, since ascension is one of the topics I feature on the show, and that wasn't specifically our topic, but certainly this touches on that with all the beautiful imagery you've shared with us about the butterfly, the magical, glorious spirit of freedom, and so on that you allude to. So I wondered if you had any thoughts about the butterfly and ascension.
Sure. Ascension is a progression. It's not a destination, it's a journey. We get there gradually, and we get there through steps. Not unlike the caterpillar that progresses towards becoming a butterfly. And we can ascend and be right here on Earth. We could have ascended and be here. A lot of people have different ideas and concepts about ascension. There are different places that if we decided we were going to leave our bodies and go, be caught up into the clouds, that we could go to places that have already been prepared, off-planet places. But I know that you can be an ascended master and stay right here on the new Earth and work on the new Earth as well in an ascended state of higher consciousness. And that's my humble opinion.
And I think that you are such a one, and I think that I am as well. And I think we are given a choice whether we want to work on ascending in a different way, or whether we wish to stay with the new Earth and help to transform and to teach here.
Absolutely.
And you very well can become an ascended master and be in the incarnate body. You don't have to leave as the Master Jesus did in the light body, but many will be choosing to go that route as well. And there are so many different theories and options, and I think those opportunities become apparent to us depending on the level of our desire and our commitment to personal spiritual growth and our commitment to serving God and being of the light. And you just never know where the ascension journey is going to take you. And basically, the word ascension means moving up one level. So wherever you are right now, to move up to another level requires a giant leap first in your consciousness. And then, like everything else, consciousness follows thought, follows matter. And then if the matter doesn't matter and you're willing to step forth into another heavenly realm, that's another aspect of possibility. But I think I've made the same choice you have, is to work with the new earth and remain here as a teacher.
Right. And you know, we have free will, and we are given those choices, and a lot of masters have actually come back from the future, such as walk-ins to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can be of more help being right here on the earth and helping out with our missions in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely.
And I'd like to mention the work I do with Princess Diana, who ascended while she was in the flesh the last year of her life. As I understand it, she is an ascended master on the other side now, and she works from heaven for the peace of all humanity. But in the last year of her life, I think we can understand that a contemporary ascended master does a variety of things, but in her life, she was working on helping children in war-torn areas with the landmines, and she was helping victims of war, and she was going, you know, into these areas and doing her work. And, of course, she tells me that that if the accident hadn't taken her, something else would, because sometimes once people reach a level of God consciousness in their mind and in their service to the world, they naturally have to move on to the higher planes. But at the same time, she, although she is moved on to the higher realms, she would like everyone to know that she is an ascended master, and you just need to call on her, and she'll come in an instant as a Queen of Hearts. So we had a special tribute show last week, which was a live voice channeling of Andrew Russell Davis, and I worked a lot with her. So one can ascend on the earth plane and then move on to the heavenly realm. And the point is that when you work on your understanding of God and your consciousness and you refine it, then you're able to help others and to teach and explore your own spiritual development and help others explore their own spiritual development. It may or may not involve, probably would not involve organized religion in any way, since
Absolutely.
Their concepts are so rigid for those of us who have moved beyond that that kind of thinking. But organized religion can be a springboard to understanding spiritual concepts, too. So wherever you're at with your journey, now is the time to align yourself, I think, with Spirit. So thank you for letting me have my say about my work with Princess Diana Alanthra. And
I just wanted to ask, was that an accident, Marcia? Was Princess Diana?
Yeah, I was going to mention that too. she has been telling me for some time that it was not an accident.
I didn't think so.
The inquest, which concluded just this year in the spring, said that it was not, and her sons, William and Harry, thanked the people on the inquest and were satisfied with those results. And she has said many times through me, there are messages on my website where she is saying that any time now there will be breaking revelations in London that will reveal the truth of what really happened with the accident. And the inquest was a cover-up, unfortunately. And though I do not do the forensics related to her accident, nor do I have any of the facts, all I know is that it was not an accident, and there are some aspects of this that I do know about, but I don't speak too openly about it, but
okay.
I do feel that the inquest was botched, and that there were, she has said that the powers that be wanted it kept that way. But I think it's a disservice to English history for people to think that it was, and so I would just ask our listening audience as well, and others that are open, to watch the news very carefully, because she has said that it, the revelations would be breaking in 2008. So most of her revelations and predictions, prophecy about the future, has come exactly on time. So
well,
that's very interesting.
Well, I look forward to that as well.
Yes, I know. And so, Alantra, I'd like to give out your website again, and we are almost at the time of concluding our program. And I want to thank you for your wonderful gift with literature and with reading to our audience and your wonderful innocence and for the light work that you are doing. It's been a pleasure to have you on our program.
And it's a pleasure to be on here. I enjoy the work and I have a passion for it. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. And your website again is www.livewithlight.com, correct?
That's right.
Yes, and we thank our listening audience, and Alantra, I'll be in touch with you through email. You have a wonderful day, and to all of our listeners, thank you for joining us on the Peaceful Planet. We are going to close out with Appreciated Angels.
Thank
you. The song is dedicated to those whom we are thinking of and praying for right now in the Texas Gulf Coast area of Houston. Many blessings to that area, and may the angels protect and uplift. Bye for now, everyone.